Time again for another book review, books that feed me for a long time, books that I've been pulling off of my shelf that I keep going back to over the years to read, to look at, to think about, because their content feeds me for a long time. They are like what it says here in the book of Ecclesiastes. They are words of the wise that are like goads or like nails firmly fixed. They help drive home lessons in life, lessons in history, very important information. What I want to talk about today is not necessarily just one book, but the subject of many, many books. And it seems like this particular individual of the making of books about him, there is no end. Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill, wartime prime minister, World War II prime minister of Great Britain, a genuine hero, if you will, a giant, the 20th century. Some say a man who saved Western civilization by his heroic stand with England at the beginning of World War II against Nazi Germany. I've read many books about Churchill. I have several on my shelf. This is one called The Last Lion, written a number of years ago by William Manchester. It was a part of a trilogy, three different volumes on this. There have been even larger multi-volume sets written about the life of Churchill. This was a good one, and I would recommend it. The first of this particular set in itself kind of stands alone, really gives a lot of good information and understanding about the life of Winston Churchill. And one that, if maybe you're interested in his early life or you have a young person that you might want to introduce to the life of Winston Churchill, a book that Churchill wrote about himself, an autobiography called My Early Life, years before he became prime minister, and his travels in India and in Africa and Egypt especially, and what he learned and as he was experiencing there. It's a fascinating book, especially for young people. But if time is of the essence and big books are not necessarily your thing, you want just everything in one volume, in this case a very thin volume, I would recommend Churchill's volume called Churchill, written by the British historian Paul Johnson. Very succinct, but broken down into some very important life lessons. I find this one to be extremely useful, one I've gone back to many times just to learn certain life lessons that I think I've need to remember and apply with my family, in my job, and in my responsibilities. The life of Winston Churchill, fascinating study. There's one that I didn't even bring in that I'm listening to as a book on tape that was written less than 10 years ago. As I said, on this particular individual, Prime Minister Churchill, the books that have been written, there are no end. They haven't come to that point yet. But a subject worth getting into, a subject that can feed you for a very long time. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.